Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title real quick.
Alicia Levy, President and CEO of Reading is Fundamental.
And we're talking because today kicks off Read Aloud Day. Real quick, just in case maybe listeners aren't aware of it, what is it? Like, how long has it been around? What's the goal?
Well, Jason, I'm so excited that we're talking about this today. It was started actually by a nonprofit called Lit World. They started it several years ago. And now over 173 countries across the world participate. And it's really all about celebrating the power of reading and the sharing of stories. I'm excited to be here because RIF celebrates Read Along Day every day because we know that reading aloud models good reading behavior for emerging readers. It builds foundational reading knowledge through things as simple as turning a page. It builds background knowledge. And it helps children develop a rich vocabulary. These are all such critical skills necessary when learning to read that when the world celebrates together on a day to read along, we are thrilled to participate.
All right, cool. So you said it was started by a nonprofit. Was that located here in the States?
You know, I'm not as familiar with the background of Lit World other than to be really familiar with the amazing work that they do to inspire reading. And as the nation's leading voice for children's literacy here in the United States, Reading is Fundamental is always happy to work with anybody that wants to join us to encourage children to read and ensure that every child has the opportunities that reading provides.
Okay, so how do listeners actually participate in Read Aloud Day then? Do they go to a certain website? Is all the information up?
Well, for RIF, we, as I mentioned, we encourage reading aloud every day. So we've created a full collection of Read Aloud resources ranging from tips on how to engage your children by reading aloud to celebrity read alouds. My personal favorite is by the late, great Betty White. And all of these resources can be found on Reading is Fundamental's free book resource site, Literacy Central. In addition, we've partnered with wonderful children's authors, including LeVar Burton, the wonderful children's literacy advocate, to encourage children nationwide to rally to read. This exciting campaign launched at the beginning of the school year and includes read alouds and activities, a call to action for children to pledge to read 100 books, and a sweepstakes that will see 100 schools win 100 books for their libraries. We're giving 10,000 books away, and the sweepstakes ended yesterday. So for all of those that entered, we are super excited because we'll be celebrating with a podcast on March 2nd, which is another exciting reading celebration day, and that's Read Across America Day.
Wow, so much we could get into there. Let's back up and talk about, you mentioned that there's a Read Aloud video recorded by Betty White. Was this like shortly before she passed? Did you got a hold of her, and what is she reading?
Well, we're super excited because we work with organizations, again, all over the country, all over the world, who are dedicated to ensuring that all children can read. One of our partnerships is with SAG-AFTRA, and they, their members, all celebrities that we're all familiar with, have done a whole series of read-alouds. And we make those read-alouds available through Literacy Central, RIF's free book resource site. Again, my favorite is Betty White. My daughter loves Chris Pine because, of course, who doesn't love Chris Pine? There are a whole host of wonderful read-alouds. Betty White reads a story about animals, which, of course, was one of her key philanthropies. So I just love to listen to her. I can't tell you what year she recorded it, but we have it available for anybody to listen to and to watch and to learn.
Great. And then you mentioned something about a sweepstakes that schools can enter. Tell me a little more about that. Like, how does the school act? Do the teachers and students have to put together some sort of application, or how does that work?
Well, Jason, we make it super easy because we know that if we can inspire classrooms to participate, if we can encourage children to be interested in reading, that's half the battle in getting them to become proficient readers. So at the beginning of this school year, we launched a campaign called Rally to Read. We did it for a couple of reasons. One, Reading is Fundamental was celebrating an amazing milestone, reaching our 100 millionth child that we've served with books and literacy resources over our 56 years. But we also recognized as this nation continues to struggle with the COVID-19 pandemic, that we needed to create normalcy. We needed to create inspiration and we needed to create opportunity. And so at the beginning of the school year, we launched this amazing campaign. Every month since the beginning of the school year, we've provided, again, celebrity read alouds. We have provided resources and we launched a sweepstakes. So since the beginning of the school year, schools across the country could enter to win. And we are excited to select the winning school and announce the winners on Read Across America Day on March 2nd. And on that day, we'll also be launching a webcast that will include, again, amazing advocates for children's literacy. Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, Chelsea Clinton, Sandra Boynton, the amazing children's author, and so many more will be joining us for a webcast, to really celebrate and inspire reading and to announce the winners of the sweepstakes.
Well, the sweepstakes sounds really cool. And I also wanted to ask, follow up on something else you mentioned, which was the goal that it's like a challenge that students are supposed to read. What is it? 100 books in how long? Tell me more about that.
Well, we know that engagement and excitement around reading drives reading outcomes. If you're excited about it, if you're engaged, you'll do more. And so we wanted to create some incentives for students across the country to want to read. So we encourage them to take a pledge at the beginning of the year. We ask students and parents and educators to visit our rallytoread.org website and to take a pledge and to say, raise their hand and say, yeah, I'll read 100 books. I'll read. And again, books, we are inclusive about what we consider reading. You could read a comic book. You could read, stories on the internet, on the web, through gaming. We want to just encourage students to recognize that reading is part of their everyday lives. And with that, we wanted to reward them. So encourage them to read up to 100 books. It would surprise most of us that are proficient readers, how easy it is to get there. But it might also surprise most of your listeners that 65% of children entering fourth grade are not reading proficiently. And the pandemic has exacerbated those tragic, tragic numbers. And this generation of readers and learners will suffer greatly as they try and catch up. So Reading's Fundamentals mission is to ensure that all children have access to resources, that we create a culture of literacy in communities across the country, that we provide parents and educators with tools to help them drive reading outcomes for students. And we know that these resources and our work is more necessary than ever as we navigate through these just challenging times.
Oh, it's such an important cause and such an important mission, which we're so glad you're doing. Remind our listeners how you came to found Reading is Fundamental, RIF. Remind them sort of your backstory of, doing all the great, education outreach through PBS, learning media, all of that, how that sort of set the stage for founding RIF.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for that question. I cannot take any of the credit for founding RIF. I am the lucky person that gets to steward the brand during this phase of its important work. Reading is Fundamental was actually founded in 1966 by an amazing woman, Margaret McNamara, who had a vision that said we needed to create this culture of literacy in communities. We need kids to be able to read and have access to the resources they need. I joined Reading is Fundamental. I was so honored to be selected to be the steward of this amazing work and this remarkable brand. About 5 years ago, I joined from the Public Broadcasting Service, PBS. I was their head of education. Prior to that, I had worked in media and education through Discovery Channel. All amazing, remarkable experiences that I think taught me the things that I needed to know about building community, about grassroots efforts, about the importance of education and the critical need to reach 21st century learners with 21st century solutions. So being inclusive in platforms and formats and technology to make sure that we engage readers with these important tools. So Reading is Fundamental has been here and done amazing work, has distributed literally hundreds of millions of books and literacy resources to over 100 million children in this country. And this is such important work because, again, children in communities across the country are not reading proficiently. If they are not reading proficiently by fourth grade, they graduate high school and they are still not proficient readers. And this problem is particularly challenging in communities of color, in underserved communities. And this has been RIF's mission for over 55 years. And I am beyond proud to carry that on and work until we ensure that every child in this country has the opportunities that reading provides.
Well, we so appreciate you doing it. Everyone, again, it's World Read Aloud Day starting today, February 2nd, Groundhog Day. The groundhog pops out of, instead of seeing a shadow, he reads a book. So hopefully it inspires many months and many years, a lifetime of reading. So that's the best I got. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.